Listen to a presentation on the Critical Path Method, CPM.
The Critical Path Method is a technique for modelling projects, and it's a fantastic tool for managing any kind of project. It's a type of mathematical analysis, and it's commonly used in software development, research, engineering, plant maintenance, aerospace, just about anything you can think of. How does CPM work? To develop a model, you need three things. First, you need a detailed list of all the activities that have to be done for the project to be completed. If you're building a house, this would include designing the house, putting in the foundations, doing the brickwork, adding plumbing and electrics and so on. Second, you need to know how much time each activity will take. The design phase might take 6 months. It might take a week to put in the foundations, and it may take a week for the electricians to do the first fix of the wiring. Finally, you need to know which activities depend on other activities. For the house building project, you need to put the foundations in first, then build the frame on top of that, then add plumbing and electrics and so on. Now we're ready to apply CPM. Given the values I just spoke about, CPM calculates the longest path of project activities from start to finish. It also determines the earliest that each activity can begin and the latest it can finish. This shows which activities are critical. A critical activity is one that will affect the whole project if it's delayed. It also shows which activities have total float. If an activity with total float is delayed, it won't affect the completion date of the project. So, what's the critical path? It's the sequence of activities required to complete the project, and it shows the shortest possible time needed to complete the project. Any delay in an activity on the critical path will directly affect the end date of the project. The usefulness of this model is obvious. It gives project managers the ability to prioritise activities, shorten their duration. We call this fast-tracking, and apply resources to them for the maximum benefit of the project. So, what does a critical path actually look like? How can this information be displayed so it isn't too dense or complex? One way is a Gantt chart. A Gantt chart is a type of bar chart. It can have dates running along the top of the chart and a breakdown of project elements in a list at the left-hand side. For tracking work in progress, many Gantt charts include a vertical today line so everyone can see exactly where the project stands.